Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now time to welcome in Saints color analyst Deuce McAllister for his take. Deuce, how are you, man?
I'm doing well, Christian. How are you, my friend?
Good. I know it's always an exciting time when we wait for the Saints schedule. We always know their opponents, but now we have it ironclad dates, five primetime games. Are you surprised by that with no Drew Brees?
I'm a little surprised by that as far as the five primetime games, but I think that still tells you from a TV standpoint and a league standpoint, they expect the Saints to at least be competitive and to draw the eyes as far as to those televisions. So, let's see if they can back it up on the field at this point.
Where's the spot for you, Deuce, that you look at and say, man, it's kind of dicey. This is the heart of the schedule. This is where, you know, the Saints are going to enter a rough stretch.
Well, I really think it starts for me on the front end because I'm not a very big fan of having your bye week after, what, five games?
They did that for the Jazz Fest.
Hey, look, I love Jazz Fest, but put them on the road. Put them on the road if that's the case. That helps the city of New Orleans. That doesn't help the New Orleans Saints. I mean, let's be honest. If that's what you're trying to do, put them on the road. Let them be gone. They missed both Jazz Fest. I mean, that doesn't help the New Orleans Saints. So I understand it's about resources and you having the ability to be able to cover both events, but at the end of the day, you're talking about what, 12 straight weeks? 12 straight weeks of just playing? So now the next thing becomes, or my question is, I know that we dealt with the ability to bring players back from injury reserve, as many as you wanted, and then you also had some other tweaks that they added for COVID. Will some of those be available? Will some of those things be available? I mean, because if you're having your bye week that early, injuries are going to be an issue, and that's just how it is. And you've got to do an outstanding job of roster management. And look, this isn't the New Orleans Saints team of 2 years ago where you just had, or even last year, where you just had phenomenal depth. This team has okay depth. It's not like they had the last 2 years. So you're going to be counting on development of young players as well as getting the right players into the building when you have to go outside of the building. And so, man, that's a tall task. So not necessarily specific a game, but just looking at the stretch of games that you have to play. And then there's two Thursday night games there at the end of the season. You have, I think it's two divisional opponents before you have your first Thursday night game. So there's some interesting things going on in that schedule.
Hey, I need you to pull some strings over there with the Park Place in New York with the league office. I'm tired of working Thanksgiving, dude.
You're a national brand at this point, my friend. So if there's a major holiday, Thanksgiving, Christmas, you're going to be involved. And that's just how it is at this point. So I'm just happy that, you know, they don't make you say, all right, you're 12 o'clock Christmas, you know, and so there's no enjoyment of opening up presents with the family. At least they thought enough of you to say, we'll give you a late Christmas game. But, I mean, Thanksgiving, you're part of it. I mean, at this point, you know, it's just like the tradition with Dallas and Detroit Lions, and so the New Orleans Saints are becoming a fixture on Thanksgiving.
Deuce, what year is this for you? Is this year five now or four for you? Five?
Five.
Okay. So you've seen a lot of road venues. Of the ones on the schedule that you look at, you know, Seattle, if you were a fan, which road trip would you want to make?
If I am a fan, which road trip? Depends on really what you're looking for as a fan. I think it was Luke that's with the Advocate quoted out or sent out something. I think it's the Yankees in Boston are playing the same weekend that we're up in New England. If you're a sports fan, you got to travel and you got to do that. Now, be prepared for about a 4-hour baseball game, but I mean to be able to see the Yankees, yeah, and Fenway, and to be able to see the Red Sox play. I think that's pretty cool. And then obviously the next day you get to go to the Saints game. That's always a cool trip. But, you know, for me, obviously you love the divisional opponents, but to be able to spend at least Christmas time in New York is going to be pretty special and unique. And we get to do that with the Jets this year, even though I know it's not Christmas Day. It's, you know, not even – I mean, you're in the season because it's after Thanksgiving, so it's Christmas time. And to be able to spend that in New York, I think is pretty special.
Yeah, indeed. So right now, as you look at this 17-game schedule, Deuce, what do you have them going? Are you going to wait?
As this team is constructed now, with no trades, no additional players, I mean, and I am counting the drafted guys that they have, I see them as probably a 9-win team. You know, I see them probably winning about 9 games, so you're talking about 9-8 overall record. Now, can they exceed that? Of course. Can they continue to fill some holes that I feel like that they have on that roster? Of course. You know, and can someone have an MVP type season and really will this team to 2 to 3 more victories? Of course. I mean, but the way that I see it constructed at this point, and you know, without making any other moves, you have about 9 wins right now.
Deuce, we were talking earlier. A caller was down on Jameis Winston in general based on how he played in Tampa Bay. He doesn't think that he's the answer. And look, nobody says that he's the answer definitively. But my take is, and I want to see if you agree or disagree with me, I'm not going to judge Taysom by what he did in Tampa Bay. Not Taysom. Jameis, by what he did in Tampa Bay. Because I think he's going to be different in this system. Because I think Sean Payton, compared to the previous offensive systems, is not going to ask Jameis to do things that he's not very good at. Do you agree with that?
Well, I can't necessarily judge him. I mean, but that's the only thing that you truly have to go off of. I mean, you don't have a bunch of games to be able to go off of as far as here in New Orleans. And so the first thing that you go back to grasp is, man, well, he threw for 5,000 yards, but he threw 30 interceptions. You don't need that type of player as far as for Jameis Winston to go out there and be. We know that turnovers will happen. You just can't lose the game. You can't put your team in a position where they are going to lose the game week in and week out. And so you want him to be able to go out there and know that he can depend on Alvin. You can depend on Murray. You can depend on other players, and I don't have to be the superstar. I don't have to go out there and just will this team to a win. And I think he has that in his bag. Taking incompletion on third down is okay. Punting, to have the ability to punt is okay. And that's just understanding and knowing the situation and knowing the game. And, you know, I think that he is prepared to be able to put you in that position. But at the same time, we've got to see it. And I just hadn't seen it in a Saints uniform. You know, you think he can do it, but I can't definitively tell you that he can.
two matchups with the Falcons, two with the Panthers, two with the Buccaneers. What do you think the Saints' record is in the division, and do you think they split with Tampa, get swept, or sweep Tampa?
As of today, I think they split with Tampa. I mean, you know, you really thought they would split with Tampa last year, but obviously you were able to win those two as far as the regular season and couldn't pull off the third one as far as the playoffs were concerned. So I do still think that they do split with Tampa. And then, you know, the question will be which Atlanta team will you get? Will you get one that's banged up? Or will you get one that, you know, can score 40 points a game, but they're going to give up 41 points a game defensively? And so it'll be interesting to see, one, how healthy they are. Two, can the Saints get pressure on them? And then three, you know, from a defensive standpoint, can they stop anybody? You know, that'll be the question with Atlanta. And, you know, so you're right now, you'll probably push it to 2-0 against Atlanta. And then, you know, just being able to sweep Carolina, just because I still think that they're probably a year away from where they really want to be from a team. I mean, but, you know, they'll have McCaffrey back. We know they get a new quarterback in the system. They still have some questions up front on that offensive line, or they'll be depending on some young guys. So I still think that Carolina's a year away. So, I mean, you basically have one loss. One and a half loss probably with Atlanta, because, you know, that one game with them is always going to be a toss-up. So I won't give the Saints a full 6-0. You know, I'm probably pushing more to, honestly, probably to a 4-2 in the division.
Deuce, how's the golf game, man?
It's there. That doesn't mean it's very good, but it's there. You know, I'm looking forward to being able to go out, and Son of a Saint is having the event. And so, Sonny and the things that they've done, looking forward to being able to go out there and support them in their event. And so, it should be a lot of fun, man.
And the Saints Hall of Fame golf tournament's coming up.
So yeah, Saints Hall of Fame golf tournament is coming up. So, you know, I got to get my game in and work on some things, because the one thing I can't go out there and just let Zach just kill me, you know, just beat me mercilessly. I got to be able to say, hey, look, man, give me 3 or 4 strokes and, you know, maybe sandbag a little bit and, you know, give myself a chance.
Deuce, I'm going to give you a little bit of an assignment just as a way to, if you're ever just sitting around, you got some idle time, and I know you have very little idle time, but for entertainment purposes, I did this today, and I don't know how I got to this, but I guess it was a little nostalgia feeling or what have you. But YouTube drill instructors yelling at recruits. It's entertaining. Like, it's entertaining. Some of the things that these guys can say and do, it's just it's entertaining. I'll leave it at that. And if you ever want to, you know, have some laughs, because those guys aren't laughing. And it's a guy – and until you – I've been in there. But when you're removed from it 20-some-odd years later, like, I found myself laughing hysterically because of how funny it was. It's not funny to them, but it's funny if you're watching it.
Yeah, when you got a career change like that, no, it's not funny at all, because that's what you want to be. That's who your commander is. And trust me, they don't find it funny at all when you're in their shoes as far as getting yelled at like that as well.
Trust me, I've been there, and I was quite intimidated. But later on, you know, down the road, you look at it and you laugh just because you're like, it's really not that serious. You look serious at the time, but it's really not. Deuce, overall, schedule, Saints – you talked about their record. How excited are you about getting back to training camp, and in particular with the latest news from the CDC that looks encouraging? We should have fans in the stands this fall.
I am looking forward to hearing fans. We definitely it was weird. It was unique to be able to do what we did last year, even with the small amount of fans. We appreciate it, but I am looking forward to hearing who that nation be able to get after some opposing teams. And it starts with the Green Bay Packers. The question is, will Aaron Rodgers be on that sideline? And so just a lot
what
of intrigue, you know, just a
what
lot of
think?
Intrigue.
Do you think he will be?
Yes.
So you think they mend some fences?
Yeah, I think they pay him a whole bunch of money.
Yeah, you're breaking Bobby Hebert's heart, by the way, because he is convinced that the Saints can get him.
I don't think it's the Saints. I think they trade him. If they do trade him, he's going AFC. He's going to the AFC conference. But I honestly just think they end up paying him a lot of money.
That's what it's about. He wants to be the first $50 million player a year, that's for sure. And Look, I think
and the question is, does Green Bay cross that line, or do they go ahead and get some assets and they move forward and, you know, take a step down for a couple of years?
I don't know. I wouldn't want to be the front office of the Green Bay Packers right now, because you're kind of in a no-win situation, that's for sure.
I agree.
The great Deuce McAllister, thank you so much for the time, man.
All right, no problem. Thanks for having me, Chris.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.